I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 1,700 new cases of COVID-19, including 31 additional deaths. Much of the state is on track to reopen many businesses this week, and Governor J.B. Pritzker released his most detailed guidelines yet. Barbers and their customers will have to wear masks, and restaurants will be able to serve parties no larger than 6 people, spaced apart and outdoors only. Meanwhile, there have been reports across the country of retail workers being physically attacked for enforcing safety rules, like the wearing of masks. Illinois lawmakers want to get tougher on people who do this. Sean Crawford has more.
Both the House and Senate agreed to enhanced penalties over concerns of some who worried the change could be used to target minorities. But Democratic Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago says it's about protecting employees.
What it does do is let these frontline workers who are facing a once-in-a-lifetime, we hope, experience and putting their lives on the line, the certainty that we have their back.
Attacking a retail worker would be considered aggravated battery, which ranges from a Class 3 up to a Class X felony. The penalty would be in effect for up to 6 months after a public health emergency ends. That same measure would also extend disability pay for public employees whose recovery is hindered by COVID-19. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois lawmakers passed a bill that would allow bars and restaurants to serve pre-mixed drinks to go for curbside pickup and delivery. Senator Sarah Feigenholz, a Chicago Democrat, says this legislation will help the hospitality industry and put people back to work.
The state of Illinois, we have 580,000 jobs in hospitality. 300,000 of those people are now unemployed.
The measure provides other forms of relief for restaurants, such as fee waivers, deferred license fees, automatic renewals, and a license extension for 120 days. Opponents say it will increase vehicle code violations and product contamination. The curbside sales will be allowed for 1 year. A bill headed to the governor's desk addresses a number of education concerns when it comes to issues raised by the coronavirus. The legislation makes sure all high school diplomas issued this year are considered valid, despite graduation requirements being altered in some cases because of the pandemic. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. Counties in southern Illinois are still reporting new cases, but not as many. Randolph, Saline, and Union counties report new cases. Union County also reported another death from COVID-19. You can find out more information on our website. Illinois schools are awaiting guidance from the State Board of Education as they prepare for the new academic year this fall, with the likelihood that COVID-19 will still be a factor in our lives. Governor J.B. Pritzker says there are more questions than answers right now.
Truthfully, this is going to be guided by the science and the data, and it's unclear because as you move forward, the data and the science, first of all, the science is evolving, and the data is giving us more information about what we ought to be doing.
Pritzker says state officials will provide schools with guidance as soon as possible. With the unofficial start of summer now behind us after Memorial Day weekend, some Illinoisans are starting to think about summertime activities, including sports. Governor J.B. Pritzker says outdoor activities like this are under consideration as the state moves into phase 3 of the Restore Illinois plan.
Certainly working with IDPH to make sure that summer sports, to the extent we can do it with 10 or fewer people, that we want to make that happen. Again, more outdoor activity within the parameters of what the epidemiologists are saying I want.
But the governor says parents and other fans sitting in the stands is unlikely unless special social distancing measures are possible. A free virtual talk on the impact of climate change will take place today. State climate expert Trent Ford highlights the evening. More details on our website, news.wsiu.org. Good morning.